Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
The story you're about to hear is true. True story from the person it actually happened to, the actual victim. Melissa is mad because she wanted something. It was available. She paid for it, and she got it.
Huh?
Is that the story?
Wait, what are we talking about? What?
You're mad that you wanted chips and you found chips and you paid for the chips and you got the chips. Isn't that the story?
No, I'm not mad. I think that if this is really what's happening, it's brilliant. And I'm going to thank our friends down the hall if this is legit. But the reason why I was mad or upset is because I thought it was a joke and I thought I got swindled out of a dollar. I don't know. So
a whole dollar? Somebody took a dollar from who was it? Tell me right now.
So I know Scott Zolak.
Nero, let's go crack some heads.
I know Scott Zolak listens to us. So Zoe, if you're listening, please call. Because I need to find out for sure what's going on. So we used to have like a cafeteria-ish set up downstairs and in our
kitchen. One of the many quiet victims of COVID.
Right. Where it was kind of like, it was called the market. It was like the Avanti market it was called. And they sold, you know, like sodas.
Gum, snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was totally on an honor system. Because you could go down there. There was nobody there. You'd get your product and you'd swipe it against a little barcode. It'd tell you how much it cost and you'd pay.
Which. Mm-hmm.
How many people did that?
Yeah, I was going to say. We had a former coworker here who used to steal stuff from there all the time. We won't talk about current coworkers who did that. So,
there's a few times that I went down there and was like, ah, crap, I forgot my credit card. Hey, machine, don't tell anybody. I'll pay you tomorrow.
They had a camera up there, too, and it was like, okay.
Camera hasn't busted me yet.
So, we're walking down. So, down the hall, we have 5 radio stations in this building. Down the hall is the Sports Hub. And in front of, like, the Sports Hub-ish area is a sign, and it says Midday Market. And it's a bunch of stuff for sale. Snacks, like chips and popcorn and candy. And then there's soda, like Diet Coke and Sprite. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. If this is true, it's right outside our boss's office. And we had a meeting in the boss's office yesterday. So I'm walking by it, and I'm like, okay, this is brilliant. And I'm looking right above it, and there's a Venmo sign. And the Venmo sign, I went to go scan it, and it wasn't working. And I'm like, wait, is this real or is this not? So I took a bag of chips, and I'm like, the scanner for the Venmo is not working, so I'm going to go look. But when I put in scanner, it went to Mark Bertrand, who does the midday show, Beatle, on the Sports Hub.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, is this real or is he trying to swindle people out of money? Like, what is happening here? So I kept trying to, like, Venmo him the dollar. It wouldn't go through. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, like, try it another way. I figured out without the scan, I just put in his Venmo information and I Venmoed him a dollar.
Yeah.
And then later that night, I was just thinking, like last night, I'm laying down like, going to bed.
Minute.
And I'm going, hold on. Did I just get swindled out of a dollar here? Or is this real? But apparently, so Kevin just messaged me. They've been talking about this on air for a couple days, I guess. It is real. So they created their own little midday market down the hall. Yeah. And they're selling snacks and sodas. Brilliant. Brilliant. I love the idea.
You don't like that, Pebbles?
Oh, no. I'm just saying, you know.
That's smart.
A lot of kids do that when they're younger. They go insult to their friends. I mean, we could do better than what's over there.
Yeah, I will say.
It's okay.
I appreciate it.
We can?
Yeah, we can.
Oh. Wait, so what are we saying? Are we going to do
it tomorrow? I'll be in charge if you want.
Yeah, what are we doing? Lemonade?
Listen, I think it's got to be creative. First of all, you know what we should do?
What?
We should have a contest in the building to see who can set up the best store.
All the stations?
Yes.
I love all of us.
And then, you know, whoever raises the most money wins. And we should give all the money to charity.
Sure.
But we have to be creative.
Okay.
We can't just throw, what's over there, chips?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, they got chips, Cheetos, they got Skittles,
what do you,
Snickers
what do you want,
bars.
Do crafts?
I don't know. We could sell handicrafts. We could sell
antiques.
I was going to say, I don't think we'd be allowed to do it here. Not that I would eat it, but,
what?
You know, some kind of cannabis infused.
Oh, my God. That'd be perfect.
Oh, like
now we're talking.
I know.
Now we're talking.
And like weed drinks.
But I don't know if we're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, we don't have to tell them that they're infused.
Yeah, no, you can't. Yes, you do.
We do.
But trust
yes,
me,
you
the,
do.
But trust me, the return customers come back going, yo, I don't know what was in that Sprite.
So he has a brownie, and you're going to want some of this. He has a box of cereal.
So, okay, I like that idea, Pebbles, except
yes,
I don't have any talents. I can't knit.
You don't have to make anything.
I don't bake.
We just need to come up with a creative store idea.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
All right, I can tell you right now.
What?
Put meat in there. Some kind of meat. I don't care. No, because all the stuff.
What, are you going to set up a grill outside our studio?
No, because all the stuff that you could ever buy in the building is
like
always
Fogo
like.
Fogo de Chow?
Like chips over? And stuff. We need
flip
like.
Flip the sign over here.
Listen,
medium rare? Sure.
What about like some scallops and bacon? What? Like stuff that you can just.
Wait, time out.
I'm serious. I'll make it. I won't make it myself.
You somebody don't want to enter your kitchen to turn anything on.
Right.
Anything that requires heating up.
I'll but get the ones from Costco that are already made and put them in the air fryer in the morning before I leave and come. Obviously, they're not going to be super, like, warm, but you can heat them up in the toaster oven that we have here. We can sell scallops and bacon.
I love your initiative, but I'm just thinking about the liability about Melissa cooking the food. She'd be like, this was in my car last Tuesday.
Somebody else can do it.
Yes, Aaron's suggesting lobster.
Lobster.
Yeah, okay, I don't know where all this is coming
from. Yeah, no, that might be a little much. That's a
but
little.
But see, I'm thinking, all right, so let's say we let's say we go with Melissa's idea, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And we want to do meat. Like, maybe we go further and the theme is like, food. It's got to be food on a stick. So we have meat on a stick.
Yes.
We have like,
fruit.
You know, like little donut holes on a stick.
Yeah. Fruit on a stick.
Yep. Fruit on a stick. So that's one possibility. But we don't want to throw out all our great ideas on the air because somebody might tell them.
Right. These great ideas.
Listen, cereal could be.
Listen, I'm just saying, all we've ever had in this building
all
is
all of a sudden,
chips.
Melissa's the soup Nazi. She's like, guys, I have a great recipe.
soup. I have a couple crock pots.
I love it.
She doesn't watch TV for the month, and now Pebbles is going to open up a store. Look how good she's getting in October.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.